Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so here it is. This is the wedding planner. She's done like 80 weddings. And she says it's consistent now. You know, now she's got enough weddings behind her, and she's seen some of the successes and some of the failures of weddings that she's planned for. And she says there are five different stages in wedding planning. And if these aren't going well with the couple, then the couple is doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
See if these ring true or not.
I wonder if this she feels an obligation now when she sees the trouble in the stages she's talking about, whether if she says anything to them or not. You know, don't waste your money. I mean, I know I'm getting paid here, but don't waste your money because you ain't going
to
make it.
What if a wedding planner has ever said that to somebody? Nah,
oh,
yeah. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of this.
All right, so see if this works for you guys. 404-741-Q100. She says, one, the bride refuses to let the groom choose the cake.
The groom's cake or the whole cake?
The bride refuses to let the groom choose the cake, and here's why she says why. When I encounter a woman who refuses to relinquish any control to her fiancé, it doesn't bode well. I can think of a few instances in which the woman ruled the event with an iron fist, and the couple ended up in divorce court a few years later. Basically, they weren't able to make decisions together. So I think the headline is a little deceiving. What they're saying is when the bride takes over, she doesn't listen to the husband or the future husband at all, won't take his input, she's running with everything. There's a real control issue there.
Especially if he wants to participate. Because I think a lot of times guys don't care. Mm-hmm. They're like, whatever, honey, get whatever cake you want. Get order whatever you want. I'll just show up and be in my tux.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think if the guy wants to participate and he has an opinion and she's not listening to it, then I agree. But, I mean, did you care what kind of cake you had?
I didn't. I was one of those guys that said, Stace, you know, will you marry me? She said yes. And then I just sort of moved aside.
You were like, whatever.
Not only with the planning of the wedding, but our whole marriage.
But if you wanted to be, you know, if it was really important to you to, you know, serve some sort of food that you loved or have something be a part of it, and she was like, no, that doesn't fit my color theme or whatever, then I could see that being a huge problem.
If it's too important and she doesn't let you participate, that's a big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
All right, headline number two, the groom lets his mom call the shots.
Mm. Oh.
She says, most of my brides involve their moms in the planning process, and why wouldn't they? It's like having a second planner for free. But sometimes groom's mothers try to muscle in too, which is something I'll never understand. Not only is it inappropriate, but it's up to her son to tell her that.
What if it, I mean, but what if she doesn't have any daughters? Do you think there's a case where she just wants to plan, she wants to be a part of a wedding, and since all she has is a son, that's why she does it?
I think you have to look at it generally rather than specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that means about, like, what does that say about him?
If Mama's
he lets,
boy.
If he lets his mother be involved and take over and take charge,
Yeah, mama's boy. Like he doesn't have a backbone even, or he can't tell her no.
Can it even
or...
be said if his mother is involved?
No, I think the mothers like, can be involved a little bit. I mean, you want them to care about it. Yeah. Not in making decisions, but...
If he brings his mom to the cake tasting.
No.
No.
If he brings his mom to the tux rental
well,
joint.
Well, if he does that, he's all... I mean, the mother, the bride already knows how much of a mama's boy he is. You know what I mean? Like... By that point, as the bride, don't you already know?
Well, maybe in a case like this, it's a sure example that he can't make any big decisions without his parents' input. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what she's trying to say.
Without mom being there.
Mm-hmm. Or being involved somehow. Number three, the headline is, the bride blows half the budget on her dress. Weddings are pricier than ever, and money-related issues can cause a lot of undue tension. So when a bride goes behind her groom's back and splurges on a big-name dress or expensive flower arrangements, I start to get nervous. It's a huge sign. Now, this one is bolded, so you know it's important.
It actually means you have to shout it.
You
have to,
yeah. But it's not capitalized, though.
Oh, then you're fine. Just, yeah.
I could use a different voice for bolded.
Say it strongly.
It's a huge sign that she doesn't respect him and refuses to compromise. And trust me, those tendencies don't disappear after she walks down the aisle. That's my bold voice.
I didn't know. I didn't realize bold meant sinus infection.
I would agree with that one, too.
She says, I've worked with tons of couples who fought viciously over the wedding budget and learned later that many of them continued to argue and eventually split. To me, the key there is that the groom doesn't know how much she's spending on the wedding dress. And what she says is she goes around his back and buys a designer dress. And he really doesn't know how much she's spending on it.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know a marriage where that kind of happened is that marriage is coming together. There was a lot of drama during the planning stages over expense, and she started doing that, like, and just randomly he would, you know, like get like a letter in the mail or something that says, hey, you know, blah blah blah, here's, you know, your cake has been reserved and the confirmation and a copy of your invoice is attached even though it's paid in full. And he's like, what?
Huh?
$2,500 cake, or well, I don't know how much it is, but ridiculously high cake price. That's italics, by the way.
Right, we got two more to go, but Charlie wants in on this.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Love the show, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Me and my new wife, we just got married 2 days ago. We're actually driving in the car to the airport to leave for the honeymoon.
Why are you listening to this segment?
Congratulations.
Turn us off for a couple of minutes.
We listen to you every day, every morning on the way to work.
Well, first of all, what's your names so we can congratulate you?
Charlie and Amanda.
Congratulations. Does it sound like it's going to last?
Yeah. Why isn't it going to make it?
No, it is.
Okay.
But what on
the,
this?
The comment about the mother was dead on, though. Amanda and my mom were like best friends. They got along really, really well. My mom really loves Amanda. And towards the end of the planning, she's actually almost planning a second wedding for us. For when we get back. And so she was super, super involved, and it kind of just got to the point where we quit answering the phone.
Oof.
Because we just didn't want to deal with the stress.
So what you're saying is, in this case, on this wedding planner, she's saying that if you allowed your mom to get away with all that, then your relationship is going to, that's a big red flag, but you put your foot down and said, Mom,
But you said that she's planning a second wedding for when you come back?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
So is this like a competition between Amanda and your mom?
There has to be a competition between you and my mom.
And that would be yes.
I think it's more of, there's a lot of people that she wanted to invite that couldn't make it, so she wanted to plan a whole another like thing. Another shindig.
What's Amanda think about all that?
I don't know. Do you want to ask her?
Sure.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Your mother-in-law's kind of a witch, huh?
No, I wouldn't say a witch. She just was super involved. She's really caring and wanted to show her love by helping, and it was just
too much. Is that what she said to you? I just want to show you my love, and you don't appreciate this, what I'm trying to do.
What if we weren't the Bird Show, and your new husband wasn't sitting right next to you? We were girlfriends, and there's two empty bottles of wine on the table.
She's not gonna say that.
Is this second wedding? Is this that your mother-in-law is planning? Is this a little offensive to you?
No. I mean, it started off being, you know, just a little get together with friends, and all of a sudden there was a DJ and a second wedding cake, and these other things. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
What? 100 something people.
Well, is it because her guest list was really, really long and you had to cut them out?
Well, I mean, she's been at this church for 20 years, so she has to invite the entire church and her entire company because she's pretty high up. So there was a lot of people she had to invite.
I know you can't say it because you just got married and all, but I think we're feeling it.
Did she expect you to wear your wedding dress?
I think she did, but I nixed that one. I was like, no, not again.
Wow. Good for you.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes, go enjoy your honey.
Thank you.
Where are you guys going?
Jamaica.
Good for
nice.
You.
Wow. Relax.
Have fun.
Have a great time.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't think about
thank
mom.
Yeah, don't until you get back.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure when you have kids, it's not. She's going to ease up.
Come on now. You just got married.
Oh, sorry.
Number four, the bride freaks out over the groom's bachelor party is another big-time red flag that the marriage isn't going to make it. She says, I've seen some women wig out about the possibility of her guy having a boys' night out at a strip club. One client of mine even threatened to leave her fiancé if he had a bachelor party. My motto is, if you can't trust him, why the hell are you walking down the aisle?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that one.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys can have their one fun night until it's all over with. Don't be jealous for one night. Give them their night.
And the fifth one is the bride and groom fight in front of the wedding planner. Says no matter how in love two people may be, planning a ceremony and reception is overwhelming and will no doubt cause a few tiffs. But warning bells immediately start ringing for me if the couple gets really heated with each other in my presence. Mm-hmm. Arguments are private, and dragging me into them shows that there is a lack of respect for each other and for their bond.
I
could agree with that.
That
one.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to have a full-on argument in front of a stranger.
Fight?
Yeah.
Good morning, Wendy. You're on Q100.
Uncomfortable.
Hi, love your show.
Thank you.
Yes. I just wanted to say I'm getting married next summer, and I think that if my fiancé's mom, she offered to pay for part of our wedding, so I'm letting her be involved in everything.
Okay. And you feel like an obligation to because she got her checkbook out.
Well, no, not an obligation. I mean, he's an only child, so this is the only wedding she'll get to do. And she and I have a really good relationship, so, I mean, I've invited her to my dress fittings and everything.
How long ago did you get engaged?
We were engaged in April, but we've been dating for almost 9 years.
And then you're getting married next summer?
Yes.
So we should talk to you next spring and see if you feel the same way
about
your soon-to-be mother-in-law. You still got a long way to go, honey.
There's a fine line there. There's a real fine line. There's a whole bunch of calls coming in about the mom thing. That seems to be the hot button. Hey, Courtney, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment in regards to the groom's mom having any input, and I've been married for about 3 years, but I would say that they should have no input. The only thing they need to have input on is probably the rehearsal dinner.
Because that's the traditional groom's side
family.
Of the family party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, because the bride's mom or bride's parents are usually the ones that are paying for the reception and everything. But I would say that groom's mom should have no input at all.
Yeah, this is the one that seems to be bothering everybody. The groom lets his mom call the shots. Most of my brides involve their moms in the planning process, and why wouldn't they? It's like having a second planner for free. But sometimes groom's mothers try to muscle in too, which is something I've never understood. Not only is it inappropriate, but it's up to her son to tell her that.
Well, and I think it's a red flag because the mother-in-law obviously doesn't know boundaries within the parameters of the wedding and the roles in the wedding as well as in the roles of their lives. So, I mean, we kind of breezed over, but I still think that her planning a whole wedding when they get back, sorry if you're still listening, turn off the radio, but I mean, planning a whole wedding when they get back with cake and everything, I want her to wear the dress.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit too much. It's not about them. It's all about mom, which could be problems in the future, but maybe not. At least due to standing up.
Yeah.
At least Charlie's like, no
more. Yeah. But it's just the stress of having to deal with it.
So for the most part, it looks fairly accurate, right? Is that what you guys are saying?
I think so. I definitely agree with the bachelor party one because you just got to be trustworthy and let it go and realize that whatever goes on is going to go on whether you get jealous and upset about it or not.
And I agree with
and
the arguing.
And what were the other ones?
I agree with the arguing in front of the wedding planner. Because
yes.
If you can do it in front of a complete stranger, there's no hope.
The bride blows half the budget on the dress.
Or any, I think any secretive purchases. Yes,
already? Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Bride refuses to let the groom choose the cake or get involved in the wedding at any time, and the groom lets his mom call all the shots.
You're on The Burt Show.